From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 12, 2016. This week, those sounds from Virginia's York River State Park open our episode about a center of Native American civilization that existed along the York for hundreds of years before Virginia's first English settlement at Jamestown. Have a listen for about 40 seconds to some more sounds from the river, accompanied by music inspired by that center of civilization, and see if you can guess the complicated name for the place. If you guessed Wero Wicomico, you were right. The site beside the York River's Purton Bay in Gloucester County was the center of the Powhatan chiefdom of Algonquian Indians for centuries prior to European settlement. The music you heard is called In Powhatan's Realm by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, who used flutes, drums, and a rattle to create a musical image of Wero Wicomico. At one time, that realm, called Senecamaca by the Algonquians, covered much of the area between the James and Potomac rivers and was home to some 30 native tribes with thousands of people collectively. At the heart of it was Wero Wicomico, the place of kings in Algonquian language, described by archaeologist Martin Gallivan of the College of William and Mary as the Powhatan chiefdoms Vatican, Washington, and New York City all combined in one place. On November 30, 2016, the National Park Service publicly announced its purchase of 264 acres of the site. It will eventually become part of the Captain John Smith Chesapeake National Historic Trail, which follows Smith's exploration of the Chesapeake and its tributary rivers in 1607 and 1609. Among the most well-known of the events of Smith's exploration in 1607 is his report of being saved from death by the intervention of Pocahontas, the daughter of Chief Powhatan. There's continuing debate over this legend, but, according to William and Mary's Martin Gallivan, whatever actually happened took place at Wero Wicomico, and so did many other events of significance to the history of Virginia. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for recording this week's sounds and for permission to use this week's music. We close with a few more seconds of In Powhatan's Realm. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org. Or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.